Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? And I'm so glad that you took the time to tune into our broadcast today, and I invite you to stay with us for the next few moments as we'll be joining the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, in a powerful message you don't want to miss. The title of this message is The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. And I know that as you listen each day, that you will take a walk with Brother Hardy into the scriptures and into the doctrine of the glory of Christ, that which he laid aside and that which was restored unto him. Join us now for this powerful message.
Everything God's going to do, he knew it in the beginning. See, God's not like you and I. You know, we get in a situation, run around trying to find a solution. He already knows it all ahead of time, then has the solution. He knows all about it. He knows your life from the beginning to end. He knows when you're going to make the mistakes and all that. That's how he can give you a dream to warm you, show you. He knows where you're going. Everywhere I go, before I ever get there, the Lord has already given me a dream. I know it, and that's how I know I'm in the will. When I got to Kenya, I found myself in a lot of places. I was already there in the spirit. When we went to that brother Ed Karima's house, I'd been already there. In fact, I heard the conversation. I knew what we were going to say. God knows all about you. He knows whether you're going to make it or not. He knows if you've got a heart to go all the way. He knows all about it. He knows all about the things that's going to come across your path. And he's already put grace there to help you. Hallelujah. And he knew that man was going to fall. See, he didn't wait for man to fall and then provide a solution. Said Jesus was the lamb slain before what? Before he ever laid the foundation of the earth to make the man, Jesus was already the lamb to save him. He knew man was going to fall. He didn't make man fall. He knew he was going to fall, and he already had a provision to redeem him. Now, I don't know why they chose the word. I'm not going to say they drove straws. I ain't going to say they cast lots. But for some reason, they agreed that the word would become man and be the high priest. He would be the Lamb. My, what a miraculous person this Lord Jesus. He's the most fabulous being in existence. This Lord Jesus Christ. He's the most fabulous. I'm thrilled. The more I study on him, the more I'm amazed at this wonderful, this precious person, the Lord Jesus Christ. One Bible writer called him the greatest life ever lived. No, he's the greatest being that ever existed, this Lord Jesus Christ. This wonderful Savior. My Lord, we won't really begin to understand him till we see him as he is. You'll fall in love with him all again. To think that that wonderful Lord would humble himself down to such a lowly estate. You know, the devil can never come tell me Jesus don't love me. I'll tell him, peddle that stuff to somebody who don't know what it's all about. Every time I see a tree, it says, Jesus loved you, because on me he died for you. Hallelujah. How many say amen? And men, when you see a servant, a slave, you know, in the Roman world, a slave wasn't nothing. He had no rights. He was just nothing. He was at the disposal of his owner to do anything he wanted, live, die, or kill. A dog and an animal had more rights than a slave. Did you know that? Oh, yes. You read under the law, you couldn't hurt certain animals. You had to pay back. Is that right? You had to make restitution if you killed an animal, this, that, and the other. A slave was nothing. He was just like a piece of furniture. You could do whatever you want with him. His owner could just do anything he wanted. He was a nothing. He had no rights at all. He was the lowest of all human beings. If you read the catalog in Colossians, Paul gives you the social strata of his day. Greeks and the Jew, the highest. Of course, the Jews believed they were the best because they were God's people. And the Greeks thought they were the best because they were the smartest. Neither Greek nor Jew nor barbarian. Now, the English word barbarian doesn't cut it from the King James word barbarian. We think of a barbarian, one of the road warriors out there with his motorcycle with chains for earrings to the ground, with his gun, amity say amen, and his spiked shoes, and he's wild as can be, ready to tear up a town. We think of a barbarian, of somebody ferocious and wild and untamable. Somebody get Colossians, where it says in this new order of the Lord, there's no more Jew, no more Greek, no more barbarian, no more Scythian. The word barbarian meant just simply a non-Greek speaker. Somebody that didn't know Greek, and their language was like barbar to them. They were the third in the social order of that day. Non-Greek speakers. Because to the Greeks, if you didn't speak Greek, well, you was out of it. You didn't know nothing. You got it, my reader? Okay, it's chapter 3.
11. Did you want me to read into it?
Yeah, read into it. That means go up a couple verses.
But now you...
What verse is that?
That's 8.
Verse 8.
But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice.
She likes to get that in. It ain't got nothing to do with my text, but she likes to get it in.
I'll drop down.
Go ahead. I'll go to 10.
And I've put on...
See, she's always reading. She's really reading into it. Go ahead, might as well read it. You started it.
But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
How many's put off the old man? How many say amen? If you're lying, you haven't put him off.
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him.
All right, now in this new man, what is it?
Where there is...
See, we're a new creature. You got to brainwash yourself. The church is still thinking in the old creature. They have divisions. They separate man and woman. They separate race. That's the old man. See, whenever you get around people and they start talking about men and women in the church, that's the old man talking. That ain't the new man. And when they start talking about nationalities and races, that's the old man talking about. Because in Christ, we're a new creature. Galatians 3:28 says, they're neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, male nor female. You are all one or equal in Christ. And a new man. When you get born again, the new creature is a man. And that woman's a man. She's a son of God. Whether she likes it or not, you're a son of God.
Where there is neither Greek nor Jew.
All right, the highest social order, because Paul was talking to the Greeks thought they were the highest. To be a Greek in Paul's day was to be the highest. They were the ruling culture. That's the days. They have just come out of the golden age of Homer, Plato, and all the great philosophers. The Romans were not philosophers. They were brute warriors. The Greek brought the culture. They were the philosophers. They were the men of wisdom. So through the Greek was the highest order. They were the smartest. And then the next order was the Jew, because the Jew knew that they were the people of God, and they really should have been in front of the Greek. But because Paul was talking to the Greek, he didn't want to offend him. He put the Greek first instead of the Jew. But I know in his heart he was saying the Jews got it. Because the Jew, he said in Romans, is better than all of us. Much more, he's better than the Gentiles, because of them having the heritage of God and the teachings and the Word of God. So the new man is neither a Greek, which meant the whole Roman world, not the higher echelon of the Roman world. There's neither a Jew. So therefore, that takes away the fighting between Greeks and Jews.
Yes, amen. That's right.
That takes away that. And then the next one.
Circumcision nor uncircumcision.
That meant belonging to the law or not belonging to the law. Mm-hmm. See, the Jew and the Gentile in the front part, now the law keeper. Because that was another big battle, whether you were circumcised or not. And circumcision divided the church world. Even after Christ came, they come down to Paul's teaching and said, except you be circumcised and keep the law, you can't be saved. Paul said, get out of here, brother. They got the Holy Ghost. They don't know nothing about that stuff. You believe God will give the Holy Ghost somebody not saved? Of course not. Anybody comes to you after you get the Holy Ghost and says you're not saved because you didn't get baptized in Jesus' name, why did that pop out? Tell them that's funny, I spoke in tongues. You believe God will give the sinner tongues? Of course he won't.
Right now, amen.
Then they'll tell you that God gave it to you on credit. God don't do nothing on credit. That's what they say. They give it to you on credit. And you, if you don't be baptized in Jesus' name, then they don't take the credit back. One of them, I can say all the sinners are saved on credit. I mean,
Barbarian or Scythian?
All right. Now, the barbarians were the people in the Roman Empire that did not speak Greek. So they were considered by the Greek an inferior race. In fact, the Greeks figured every one of these under them as inferior, even a Jew, which a Jew knew that he was the superior. So he thought. And in the unregenerated world, the Jew was the highest because they were God's Old Testament people and they were better off, like Paul said in Romans, in every part. What advantage the Jew, did he say in Romans? Much more in everything, because they were of the fathers and they had the oracles, the word of God. How many say amen? So the Jew and the barbarian were looked down upon by the Greek. Then the barbarian looked down upon the Scythian. They were the slaves of the barbarian. All right, let's go a little further.
Bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
So the lowest order on the totem pole was the slave, the bondsman. The highest socius is a social stratus in the Roman Empire in Paul's day. In the Roman world, which he was talking to, the Colossians, the Greek was the highest because of his advanced wisdom, so to speak. And then they recognize that the Jew had a lot of wisdom and had mostly all the money, had a lot going for him, so they'll said, you'll let you be second. And the third group was the non-speaking nations, and they called them barbarians. Not because they were wild, but because they couldn't speak Greek. So most of you would be barbarians in the Roman Empire. How many can speak Greek here? Well, that's one guy said, I can speak any language but Chinese. And the guy said, well, speak to me in Greek. He said, to me, that's Chinese.
Amen. Saints, have you been enjoying this uplifting message by God's servant, Brother Hardy? The relinquishment and restoration of Christ's glory? I trust that you have and that you are coming to know in a greater measure the depths of his love for us, that he was willing to lay aside his equality with the Father, to take upon himself the fashion of a man, and even be found in the form of a servant. You know, the scriptures declare that he did not even take upon himself the form of angels, but he took upon himself flesh and blood, even the seed of Abraham, that he might taste death for every man. This message is sure to be one that you want to include in your spiritual cassette library, and we're happy to let you know that it is available to you today on both CD and cassette. In fact, we want to offer you something special today. When you order The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory, we will include the bonus message, God Became Man. The Bible declares, oh, the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh. Now, we want to send you both messages, The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory and God Became Man. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request the God Became Man series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.